Would you like to sing We Shall Overcome?
Hi, everybody. This is Bobby Elias. Our show is called Let's Create a Better World. And that song introduces us to the event going on yesterday, April 4th, was the day they assassinated Dr. Martin Luther King, 1968, in Memphis, Tennessee. It's also another day that Cindy Sheehan, well-known current anti-war activist, her son died in the war. She is running for governor in the state of California, where I live. I'm from Los Angeles, and we've got a great show for you today. Our show is mostly about let's create a better world and also aging, healthy aging, exercise, moving the body, and we're also into animal advocacy. We're into the power of the mind. These are things we're going to have in the next few weeks. In fact, next week, our speaker is Wendy Trainer. She is a, Dr. Wendy Trainer is a happiness coach. We're going to talk about nature, living the life, the quality life in a better way, not just by being happy, but a lot of great things. So be sure to tune in then. That's the 12th of April. Then on the 19th of April, Earth Day. We're going to talk about that and have some guests. We're looking forward to some great shows, and we want you to be a part of that. Progressive Radio Network is the number one most progressive station in the world. All right, let's get to our first speaker. And by the way, we have two speakers today. Our second speaker will be Stefan Rudolph. He is a mind power person into marketing, the web. He is also going to talk about change and also about how we can live a better life in so many ways, the power of our mind. Our first guest is on right now. Brandon Christie is the coordinator for Zeitgeist in Los Angeles, and we're going to talk about unity of activism today. Welcome to the show, Brandon. How are you doing?
Hey, Bobby. I'm well. Thanks for having me back.
You're very welcome. So you and I are going to talk today about a vision. We're going to talk about solutions, uniting activists is your theme, and also the social media networking, among other things. So let's get started. First, if you could, Brandon, let's tell our listeners about you and about your group.
Sure. Well, again, my name is Brandon Christie. I coordinate the Los Angeles chapters, you know, the basic stuff, as with any grassroots organization, you know, you're coordinating events and activism, and you're showing new people where to find things and how to get involved. But it's also about developing a movement, developing an working activist group throughout Los Angeles, and creating new working activist groups and having them spread throughout so that we continue to expand. It's not about any one, you know, working activist group and about them. It's about the entire city taking hold of a common thread of activism, which I, we'll talk about today. And just real quick, the Zeitgeist movement is a Many people have probably heard of it. They've probably heard of the films, the documentary films, which have spawned this this global movement. And the film, of course, definitely started there, I suppose, but it's taken on, the movement's definitely, you know, it's its own thing, definitely. It's about getting people on the same page with what a new system would comprise, what, you know, sustainability is like in the future, getting people on the same page with solutions and moving forward into a new society, and also showing how those solutions and answers and possibilities are inherently restricted in the current system, the current structure that we are existing in today. So,
well, Brandon, could you break down your unity of activism, a little more about that, how that can help activists, how that can help us unify the groups and unify and make this a better world?
Yeah, so, I mean, you said it. There definitely is a common unifying thread that I'm definitely noticing. And I'm sure many others are noticing this global, the rising of a global movement worldwide where there's, you know, literally movements joining together, cooperatively, nameless, really a nameless worldwide movement coming together on common grounds of, you know, things like sustainability or equality or democracy or, you know, freedom from oppression or, different things that we hear a lot about. Yeah, the same typical things, you know, changing the structure of the system. We want a new system, things like that. There are common threads to be noticed and to be developed and to further unify from and to further unify around. And I think these early seeds, if you will, like equality and freedom from oppression, these things can be further developed into, you know, a common thread going forward into a new society. They can be worked out and specified and serve as economic foundations for a new system. And I wanted to talk about, you know, my interpretation of this common thread has a few common themes, and I can go through a few of those here.
Go ahead.
One is, you know, causality. You might, you know, talk about causality when you're an activist and you're working to change the world and do something for the world. You want to identify the root causes of things. You want to get to the closest that you can to the source of the problem, and you want to see that that way you can actually, you know, properly identify solutions. So we want to get to the core of the problem and identify solutions from there. And from the proper identification of, you know, causality, where our problems are stemming from, i.e. like the social system itself, we can find, you know, the direct course of action from there. And there's also the idea of you know, like the open source train of thought that we're seeing a lot of. You know, there's a lot of people sharing ideas and making things open source, making things available to be built upon and further developed. And there's an evolution, a social evolution, a technological evolution at play here that kind of transcends you know, traditional systems that we have in place. And, you know, this common ground, unifying train of thought, I think it's really important that we do as activists develop this unifying thread, because I think if anything these days it's important that we come together and work together around a common thread, because that common ground is very much needed. There's so much division, there's so much you know, isms in the left and the right, and there's so many different groups and points of view out there. I think if anything we really need a cooperative common ground and something that a unified worldview, as you could put it that way. So it extends further into things like adaptation, you know, transience, the idea of transience, that all solutions, all applications are ultimately, you know, going to be overcome at any given point. So any solution that we advocate today, anything that we're, you know, proposing as a solution or as an answer, is eventually at some point, to some degree or another, going to be overcome by new ability, new awareness, new technological advancements. So it's about, you're left with like this this method, a way of thinking about the world, a way of economy, as opposed to any one solution. So the Zeitgeist Movement, the group that I'm active in, advocates a method. You know, it's the application of such solutions, not the solutions themselves. The ultimate technology, the ultimate solution, is how we apply it and the system through which we apply it in. So if there's anything that I could get across to somebody, it's that we start to unify around a common method, a common way of thinking about, a common a way of understanding, a common awareness of where problems are coming from, where their causality is, and from there we can start to build out a new model, a new social system.
It sounds great. Well, I'm for our listeners, I'm speaking to Brandon Christie. He's the coordinator of the Zeitgeist movement, a great movement all over the country. He's the Los Angeles coordinator. And we're going to be talking, continue our talk about sustainability, about vision, and then we're going to talk about the social media network and how that can all help. There are so many things to this whole thing of activism. There are so many areas, that, some that I mentioned, some that you mentioned, Brandon. Let's go into sustainability. How can we sustain all this to keep going? I'm sure you have some idea. I'd like to hear your ideas. This is a very important subject.
Sustaining a movement, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, how do we sustain all the work that we're doing now to sustain it and keep it going for the, like you and I talked earlier about the food crisis, the energy crisis. How can we sustain a movement to keep all these things going?
Gotcha.
It goes right in line with your whole thing of unity of activism.
Right, so...
Let's just talk about sustainability, period. Because that's
sure.
A very complex question I asked.
They definitely tie in together naturally. I mean, there's different ways to define sustainability. You know, there's activism sustainability. One's personal activist efforts can obviously become very unsustainable if you're too passionate and you delve too much into your efforts. You got to balance yourself out. You got to be the complete package, in the sense, as I put it. You got to take care of yourself because you're only as good as. Only as good as society is, as much as you take care of yourself. So there's that personal sustainability, of course, you know, well-being, people do meditation, there's health, very important to stay healthy, right, in such a toxic world. And but also it goes beyond one's personal sustainability to social sustainability. I think that's really what this new age, this new age of enlightenment, this new paradigm that's surely upon us that, you know, very much defined our times, is about, you know. Having our personal sustainability go to social sustainability, where we have this awareness of the whole, awareness, a global relationship, a global awareness, a social awareness,
right.
A social concern. You know, so mm-hmm. I really think that it has to extend beyond one's, you know, they call it the circle of concern, you know, to widen your circle of concern. We really need to widen our circle to, beyond, you know, any one group that we affiliate with, beyond even, you know, I work with a group called the Zeitgeist Movement. It's not about even our movement. It's all one, ultimately one large Earth movement evolution towards something better, ultimately. So people need to start thinking outside of their own affiliations or, you know, allegiances to develop and work, at least work towards at the end of the day, at the end of our dialogues, because there's a lot of dialogue and a lot of, it's one of the beauties of Occupy. I don't want to deviate too much here, but with like, movements like Occupy and other things like that, where there's this common ground set, where there really isn't no solution per se, but it's a fertile common ground for dialogue to take place. And I want to say that at the end of our dialogue, at the end of the day, whether it's a radio interview, whether it's a Q&A somewhere or whatever it is, there has to be that common ground that is worked towards, that is kept. You know, there can't be this meiosis happening, this dividing off. There has to be a unifying, a unity. So to get back to sustainability, I would say that sustainability is about, you know, it's about the web of life. That's the most broadest definition I could say. It's the web of life that which sustains, and it's got these inherent properties that can sustain itself. I mean, the web of life will go on. Whether we will go on is another question, but, you know, sustainability in the human and ecological context is about aligning our methods with the Earth's natural law, governing physical laws of nature, which humanity historically has had trouble coming into alignment with. Even in a lot of indigenous cultures, there's been a lot of examples many times where cultures have failed, who are, you know, typically known to be in balance and respect nature. There have been in many cases where they have not respected the laws and have you know, overwhelm their immediate environment with their economic methods, their way of life, just like we're doing today.
Right. I'm speaking to Brandon Christie, coordinator for Zeitgeist in Los Angeles, and we're talking about the unity of activism, a great theme that he's put together, lots of great information. Also, Brandon, I want to let our listeners know that yesterday, April the 4th, was the beginning of a three-day, a three-month long event of activism. Several groups, the Occupy, Wall Street Occupy, Los Angeles Occupy, different Occupy groups around the country are part of it. Another group that I'm part of is called World Beyond War, and that we had the show on last week with Blaise Fontaine. There's a group, I'm on the steering committee. The group is a lot of longtime activists against the wars. Our goal is to stop all wars. And this is another major, major thing, and we've already got a coalition of lots of groups that are under that banner. And this whole April 4th event that I was talking about that started yesterday, I went downtown Los Angeles to City Hall. There was a group of people there getting together and talking about what they can do for the next 3 months. And I'm sure there's things going on around the country. But I'm coming to the point of asking you, telling you that one of the ways that we can really change this world is the social media networking. I was able to see 3 years ago the Arab Spring, where the youth and many people online were able to organize, to let people know what's going on, and to form leadership, form groups, and to actually overthrow several dictators in that whole Middle East region. That was really great. The actual social media network really started, the best part of it started back when Howard Dean started a group called MoveOn.org over 10 years ago, maybe 12, 13 years ago. And he used the Internet and his social media people to really go out and really make change and get more people to be part of the group. Obama, 5 years ago, became the president, 6 years ago, whatever it was, by using social media networking. So my question to you, Brandon, is I'd like to hear your take on how you and I and all the activists out there and our listeners, how can we make change and do some good things through using social media network? That's the question.
Well, I think it's pretty self-evident how effective it is, and whether it's internet memes, you know, those pictures that we see with the writing on it, you know, changing the culture, if you will, of even the internet culture, to just, it's an interconnected web. I mean, it's the World Wide Web. There's this, obviously, right, this tool to be used, to be utilized there, that can unify our efforts. And I think we're definitely seeing that. And it's, all about staying interconnected, staying in communication, having a lot of our information up and staying unified in that. I mean, like your example, the Wave of Action, I think, was a great example. I don't know where that came from. It was just a global effort that came about, and it really has, it's sourceless. You know, it kind of takes on a life of its own, and I think that's the beauty that we see with the right. Internet, that it has the ability to make these things go viral, you know, viral throughout the world. Just like it has the ability to make ideas, to make solutions or a way forward, if you will, viral, you know, across the world. And I think that's profound ability that we have at this stage of our story, of our human story. I mean, never before in history, I don't think there ever been a global movement which loosely shares the same ideas, like I stated earlier, equality, freedom from oppression, ending wars, ending corruption. There's a common human value set based on the fundamentals of what supports life, what supports our human needs, what we need, drink, to eat, shelter, along with the human value set of wanting, you know, a non-stressed environment, wanting, you know, equality, wanting a way to contribute to society, you know, peace and balance and well-being. These things are commonly shared throughout the world, and I think that we're starting to see this. So through internet activism, it's all about, I guess, staying interconnected, and it just goes to show you, again, on top of that, how powerful technology and our ability, our human ability, because technology comes from, you know, us, comes from nowhere else, how powerful that is to transform our world.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Just for our listeners, I'm speaking to Brandon Christie, the coordinator for Zeitgeist, a great movement in Los Angeles, and his theme is Unity of Action. And I'm Bobby Elias, and our show is Let's Create a Better World. And this show and the song you heard earlier and you'll hear at the end is all about creating a better world. And by the way, I'll have that song at the end of the show by Joan Baez, We Shall Overcome. That was a great song that was played, she sang it live in 1963 when they had the great, great march. Dr. Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech. What a great event that was, and what a great song she has. And also, our next guest in about 12, 13, 14 minutes is going to be Stefan Rudolph. We're going to talk about change and the power of the mind, how we can use our brain, our mind, our thoughts to become better persons and to make this, help make this a better world. It's not an easy task to make change and make, have the world change. And you know, Brandon, Dr. Martin Luther King, he said, change is slow. No one could have said any words better than that, because it is slow. However, we need to keep working at it and try to make it go just a little faster if we can. That's the way I think. Anyway, let's get to our next thing. I wanted to mention the Occupy movement. We were just now talking about how things have a life of their own and how this new movement of wave of action is moving. The Occupy movement did that back 2 years and 7 months ago. It started in Zuccotti Park in New York City, Occupy Wall Street, and then we had the Occupy groups all over the world. I think it was 400 Occupy groups around the world. Let's talk about the food crisis, the energy crisis, and also the Occupy movement, and things along those lines. I'll let you choose the subject, Brandon, so we can go another 8, 9, 10 minutes on that, and then I want to give you information at the end. Go right ahead.
Sure. Well, you know, the crisis, the food crisis, the water crisis, all the levels of decline that we see all over the world, I hardly need to list them on a show like this. They're pretty overwhelming and in your face, and of course, in your face in the sense that we personally feel it every day walking this world. But I did want to dovetail off of what you just said about MLK, and I think it definitely relates to the crisis right. that we're all experiencing, is that he had a great quote, and it went like this. He said that it's a torturous logic to use the tragic results of segregation as an argument for the continuation of it, which is to say that, you know, back when there was segregation and discrimination of race, you know, the people that would try to keep the status quo and trying to keep segregation from, you know, they would want to keep it in place, they would always use this argument that, oh, see, that, you know, African Americans, they're in poverty, they're diseased, they have crime. That's why we need to keep them segregated. That's why we need to keep them, you know, keep it this way. And it's the same way today. The same myth is perpetuated today as far as our economy. Not so much race, but it's about economic equality now. Not so much race equality anymore, but there's this move towards greater equality through society, economics. And the quote very much relates today in the sense that people look at our society and they say, look, see, that we've got corruption, we've got different imbalance, we've got all these problems. There's crime, there's criminals, there's all these social problems. That's why we need this system in place. That's why we need an exchange, a business model to balance things out. And it's this old model, this old exchange trade market model is carryover from thousands of years back. People assume it today, and the quote, the MLK quote that relates to it is the same way, because it's like people look at it and they say, see, that's why we need this system, because we have all these problems. When in fact, the system in place today, the market exchange model of division of business, you know, businesses working in isolation from each other, seeking profit, regardless of the environmental or social costs or consequences, that is the problem. That is what perpetuates these problems. So I think it's a great quote, you know, the torturous logic to use the tragic results of something as an argument for the continuation of it, and we see that today, of course. So it's all about generating a global community, again, you know, throughout the world, whether it's whatever movement you align with, you know, to start to generate a global consciousness, a global common ground around where problems are coming from structurally within the system, the very premise, and I think a lot of people agree that the system needs to go, the system itself needs to change, but we're talking about the very foundation of the system here. We're talking about the very method of working for yourself to gain, for self-preservation,
at the cost of other people, basically surviving at the expense of each other through this business model exchange, which is dressed up really, really nicely to look evolved and advanced. This premise of expansion, economic expansion is totally, you know, runs against all natural awareness of what this planet needs, of what we need to sustain ourselves. And it's about getting people on the same page, generating that global community that sees where these problems are coming from, and getting them, of course, on the same page with a new society, you know, new solutions. All these solutions we see coming out, everything about health, you know, all the industries that need to be updated, from the animal, you know, pigs and cows and chickens are crated around the world. And it's so, you know, there's abuse going on so many levels, ecologically, socially, and there's major solutions out there, right? We see a lot of things coming out every day about new sustainable technologies, clean, renewable methods, 3D printers. There's a lot of positive things coming out that will continue to sit on the sidelines, if you will, until we adapt our systems to cater to allow these new things to come into fruition, which are restricted by the element of affordability. Again, nobody on this planet, all nations work against each other. All businesses seek their own path and their own course of self-preservation. There's no cooperation. There's no, solutions are inherently restricted in that sense. So
right.
If there's anything, it's all about getting on the same page with where the problems lie and solutions, because it's very easy to get lost in where the problems truly lie as far as their causality.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, there's so much to do in all this. You talked about things going on wrong in the world. In the next few weeks, we're going to have a guest talk about human trafficking. Brandon, I don't know how many people are aware, but there's over 100,000 young women that are brought into this country. They're brought into Atlanta, Georgia, because that seems to be a beginning destination from the Caribbean areas, from places where they're bringing in these young women for sex to be sold. It's really a human trafficking is not just in this country, in Atlanta, Georgia, and all over the country, but it's all over the world. And there's a wave of it. It's growing. And we need to put a stop to it. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, sure. People would look at that and say, well, see, that's, we're inherently, going to exploit each other. And there's just evil people out there. And that's just the way, I guess, our human nature is. You know, they'll pull it back to, that's our human nature, but that's not. It's being provoked. It's being instigated by the very system that we live in. The system of needing to sell yourself into the system, if you will, needing to sell yourself and make a living to survive, to get necessities of life. This system demands things like this. What are people expected to do when they're human trafficking? This is a natural, you know, outcome of a system that demands that you, buy into the system and sell yourself into the system to get your needs met. I think it has more to do, you know, there's elephants being abused, you know, they're harvested for their tusks and things like that. These people have no other way to get their needs met. What are they, I mean, really, they're not doing it because they want to be evil or, they just have something wrong with them. They're doing it because they need to survive. They have no other way of surviving. They have to get these elephant tusks, and there's obviously no jobs over there. And this is a consequence of a system consequence. This is not, you know, a social thing. This is a system, an outdated system. Has a lot to do with that.
Yeah. I want to make a comment and then also have you give your contact information and maybe a final thought. But here's a comment I want to make. The theme of this show is Let's Create a Better World. And today we're celebrating yesterday's tragic assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. He was murdered April 4th, 1968 in Memphis, Tennessee. He was the last great leader we had in civil rights, in my opinion. Well, we've had other people come up and speak, and there's been a lot of things happening. I mean, during the 60s, they killed JFK, they killed Robert Kennedy, they killed Malcolm X. Dr. Martin Luther King, and many more civil rights people were killed. Medgar Evers, they bombed and killed four children in a church in Birmingham. And I'm coming to the point where there's also people of color had been just really just completely destroyed from many, many years. There was a movie called Roots back about 33 years ago or so. Lamar Burton was one of the stars of it, and it was just a great movie. And one of my goals is to do a movie about how this country was taken over 522 years ago, whatever it was. And how, speak about Native Americans were sitting in this country. And by the way, I'm Mexican-American, but really, most Mexican-Americans that have color in them like I do are really basically more Indian blood than anything else. We have some Spanish blood, and that comes from the conqueror. But this country was taken over by the Italians, the Spanish, and the other invaders from Europe that came in. And the Native Americans, the natives were here as they came to the East Coast from all these other ports in Europe. I can tell you a place in New England where there was a tribe of 700 natives living there. And on a boat, they came, the Patriots from Britain, from England came, and their whole theme was manifest destiny. In other words, we are the chosen people. We are the people. These people that are here right now, they're animals, they're savages. We need to eliminate them. We need to kill them. So what did they do? They killed 700 people, children, women, elderly, 700 natives that were doing nothing but ready to share their goods, their food, and they were just giving, loving people. And then they had a big dinner, and that's one of the ways that people think that Thanksgiving came about. They were giving thanks to the fact that they're in their country, that they're the chosen people, and they're there. That's one of the things that irks me a lot, Brandon. And anyway, I'd like you to give your contact information and closing thoughts in about 3 minutes, if you could, please.
Sure. Contact is, our main website is www.thezeitgeistmovement.com, and that's spelled the Z-E-I-T-G-E-I-S-T movement.com. And look us up. The Los Angeles group here in L.A. is very active, and we have speaking events going on. We have art events. We have different angles we take to get our information across. And, again, it's not our information, but the collective public consciousness, which is rising up. And there's this, a lot of new stuff on the horizon that is pushing forward a new paradigm on its own, really. The system is also pushing forward this new paradigm on accident almost through the advent of new technology. And we can talk about that at a future show. But the LA group, you can look us up online at www.tzmlaca.org. And look us up. We've got a lot of positive things happening. And, yeah, just to cap off what you said about the exploitation of indigenous people here, and I relate to that. I'm sure many people here in Southern California, have indigenous descent. My grandpa was from Oaxaca, Mexico, so I've got a little bit in me. But yeah, I mean, this is the power of culture. This is the power of this is the problem with nationalism, identifying with nations and not thinking critically. And, these peoples came over here from Europe with this cultural drive, this thing set in motion within them that they had just, manifest destiny and expand and engulf everything. And this is how powerful culture is and how it shapes our outlooks on life, on ourselves, and how we shape society back. These peoples have literally set in motion a system that we still exist in today. So there can't be any more powerful point other than that economy itself, because it reverberates through the generations. Our economy is our life system. It's how we sustain ourselves on this planet. So it's critically important. So nationalism, that stuff has got to go. We've got to have a global perspective, a global worldview. And it's just to cap off, to end here, I think it goes well feeding into your next speaker, social values and a change, a personal shift in culture, a personal shift, rather, and also a shift in culture is what's needed here to really, through new awareness and through activist efforts is what's needed to push us forward through transitionally towards a better world, a better, more adaptive, sustainable, humane world, which we all see, we all know can work. And our modern brains are built around it. We've got the prefrontal cortex. This thing is is designed for pro-social behaviors. The behaviors, the fear impulses, tendencies for violence and for stress and reactive behaviors that are, you know, less pro-social, those are old brain regions deep within our brain. Our modern brain has evolved. The outermost layers have evolved around pro-social behaviors, supporting each other, working together, sharing ideas, understanding each other, relating to each other, having empathy. So I think that's a very positive thing to hold on to going forward.
Great. Before you sign off, Brandon, I want you to meet Stepan. Are you there, Stepan Rudolph?
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah, good. Oh, yeah, I want both of you to hear this. Both of you, and also one of our producers, Stuart Hassel, another producer, Jimmy D., and myself, we're all going to do, and I'd like to ask the help of Stefan and also Brandon. I want to see, for this show, for the sake of this show in the future, to get Brandon on again, and Stefan, if you could help me find what's going on around the world as far as events that pertain to what we're talking about, change, a vision, solutions, how we can sustain what we have and move forward. Let's talk about creating, the name of the show is Let's Create a Better World, and I'd like to see how, in our little way, and little step by step, we can take some small steps with social media and any other way we can to find ways that we can be in touch with what's going on around the world so we can present that on this show. Does that sound like a good idea, Brandon?
Oh, yeah, very cool. I'm definitely up for that. There's a lot of positive things happening out throughout the world in pockets and different areas that we could definitely talk about.
And then, Stefan, I want you to hear what I had to say about Mother Teresa. I didn't get a chance to say it earlier because both of you are, I've spoken to you both about this, and that is Mother Teresa, many years ago, for our listeners, they came to her, a group of people that were doing an anti-war rally, and they said, Mother Teresa, will you join us? We're having an anti-war rally, march, and demonstration. He said, no, I will not join you as long as you use the word anti-war. When you have a word like a peace movement, I will be happy to come. Now, what I want to make a comment on this, and quickly, Brandon, you can make a comment, and then Stefan and I are going to talk more about this and change and to other things. But what she was saying was, nothing. She doesn't want to hear anything negative. She wants to talk about positive solutions and the future, not about bad. Your comment, Brandon.
Well, I think you have to definitely. I think that's the right angle for activism. It's an inclusive angle. It's it assumes that people more or less identify with you in a common value set of changing for the better. I guess to put it broadly, and I think people deep down or not so far deep down do identify with that, and I think you definitely have to be pro and be for something as opposed to reacting more, being taking up a position against something. And of course nonviolence is very important. We also want to be verbally nonviolent, because you can definitely be come across as violent in the way one advocates, or the way one talks to people or educates or tries to inspire. We definitely want to be inclusive and warm and humane about this, and be an example of what, people, being the change in the world. I think that we definitely want to be, I like to use this term, we definitely want to be at the cause of culture, be at the cause of a more sustainable, more humane culture, rather than so much a reaction or being so much at the effect of a culture.
And, right, and one more thing, too, about, and Stefan and I are going to go into a little deeper for at least 10 minutes, the fact that politicians used to be real nice. They would talk about themselves and about their campaign, and they wouldn't badmouth the other guy like they're doing now. Now they're going into hit pieces. Right now, as we speak, there's 6 full-time workers that are digging up dirt and negative things to bring out against Hillary Clinton, as they're going to go up against her, of course. So what I'm saying is, hit pieces and negativity about the opponent, what Mother Teresa would say, and what I'm saying is this: when you're bad-mouthing your opponent, all you're doing is giving great energy to that person and his name. And when the voters go out, they're going to remember that name because one guy brought that name up so many times. So that's my take on that. Anyway, Brandon, listen, we're going to have another show with you on again in a few months. Thank you so much for being on with us, and we'll look forward to our working together.
All right, Bobby. We'll see you again.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye.
And we, good. All right, Stefan, I'm going to introduce Stefan Rudolph. He is a marketing and sales person, webmaster, and doing a lot of things on social media. Stefan Rudolph, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today, Bobby?
Great, great. So let's continue our talk about what he said about Mother Teresa and about the negative and positive thing that they're doing on the politicians. I want your thoughts on all that.
Yeah, Brandon had some great topics there and great information. I really like listening to him there, especially about
good.
The end there, sustainability. You know, it really comes down to unity is what I see. And you guys had mentioned, you know, change is slow, like Martin Luther King mentioned in there.
Right.
And really it's cause versus reaction. I heard Brandon say that too. We have to have a better cause. And in changing someone and people around us, you know, we first have to change ourselves. And if we're focused on all the negative going around us and we fight negative with negative, that's just going to keep growing in that area. You know, the more you try to combat something, the more you think about it, it continues to persist. And in that area, especially with social media these days and the networking going on and the way the news is, I actually don't even watch the news anymore, Bobby. I try to stay away from that on TV, but you can't stay away from the Internet. You hear it on the Internet. It's real a negative form of brainwashing. There's different stuff going on that they just want to get the hype going. And it's changing us in a negative way because we're so influenced by that. Politicians focus on that negative because it brings hype. It brings attention. And what we're in the process of doing, and all of us at this point with a show like yours, Bobby, is helping to promote the positive. And what I say is delete the negative, you know, like in the computer there. You got to delete more of those files because those files grow like a virus in your head, in your mind. You know, there's nothing like, you can't slow that down. He said change is slow. But Martin Luther King, you know, was referring to positive change. Negative change goes quickly. It's been around, you know, what's going on in our world and everything. It's hard to change things, but we see the actual benefits going on, the actual change happening right now. So,
yep,
you know, we're here
right.
to promote this change through the world, but at first we have to change ourselves and be focused on what we can do.
Yeah, I want to continue talking about mind power, and I know that you yourself had some addictions and you cleared them out when you met our friend, and how you changed your life to the better because of the power of the thought and the mind. I want to say this, though. Gandhi, one of my really idols, when I was young, I read all about Gandhi and how he turned around and was able to show groups like the Hindus and Muslims how to come together. He was able to mediate and get them together. How Mother Teresa fed the poor. She was giving, always giving, giving, giving. Then Dr. Martin Luther King, how nonviolence and against the war and segregation and racial inequality, all those things were prominent. And Cesar Chavez, another person, he was boycotted. In other words, hurt them in the pocketbook. All these were mentors. And what I'm getting to is that Gandhi, be the change. So let's continue with your thoughts on power of the mind and how we can change our mind thinking.
Yeah, that is awesome, Bobby. I mean, those are some great examples. And when we see these people, we hear of Gandhi, we hear of Martin Luther, Mother Teresa, Cesar Chavez, everyone like that, we first think of, oh, they're a leader. But we have this leader within us, Bobby. All of us do. And we know that we have to find this person and we have to bring this person out. And it usually takes times of difficulty. As, like you said, I've battled through and won alcoholism, epilepsy. I've had brain surgery. There was numerous times where I was down, but I was not out because Martin Luther King, I read many of his books, just the power of the mind and what it did to transform me into a more positive thought pattern and overcoming these areas and not telling myself through, you know, the ego that people have and the conscious mind saying, well, I can't do that. I can't obtain that goal. I can't make $100,000 a year. I can't. We have to focus
right.
on the positive and turn it to where, like Mother Teresa was so caring, so giving, and so positive, it just blew people away. It's like, how can she be like that? But that's their ego talking over their subconscious, where we can reprogram ourselves to be like that and overcome epilepsy, no medication now, anything like that, overcome the negative, overcome addictions. It's not what we take, it's how we think and what we do with our mind.
Yeah, to me, Stefan, this is one of the, what you're talking about, the power of change and changing the mind, and we can really overcome a lot of sickness in this country. Our country has more Parkinson's, dementia, and Alzheimer's in any country in the world because of the everything going on in this country. And we can change that with the power of the mind. And that's going to be one of the themes of the show. And that's why, for our listeners to know, that Stefan will be on now and then and helping us get more and more information about how we can change our lives and how we can change the world, in one facet at least, through the power of our mind. So go ahead and continue. You can finish talking about what you're talking, and then I want to move into social media, how we can change the world in that fashion. We've got at least 8 or 9 more minutes, so go right ahead.
Yeah, it's really related to how in the past, before computers, before social media, how people changed things, and that was from, of course, writing books, getting their information out in the newspaper, and just spreading the news. But now it's so quick. You see, with Skype, with everything, with Internet, you know, we're able to talk to people around the world. And how this can benefit us is promoting this positive change as the way these leaders have done in the past. We have the ability to do it instantly. And especially with Facebook nowadays and all types of social media area, what we have to focus on, as I mentioned too, is changing ourselves, cooperation with those around us, attracting the right people, and understanding that everyone comes in our life for a reason, even if it's negative, and we have a lot of negative stuff going on in say, currently right now, in the world, and maybe in someone's personal life. They have to be thankful and accepting of that. And it's very difficult to even understand that. But you get in a car accident, something happens, maybe in property management, somebody doesn't pay their rent, and you're after them. You know, you're doing whatever you can, but you have to be thankful and remain positive and look for a way out of that, and also to understand that there's going to be positive down the road. With the epilepsy that I battled, every seizure that I had was like a near-death experience. And every time I had one of these feelings, I can't explain it unless you're an epileptic, but it's called a small mal seizure, and you feel like you're going to die. And it was so scary, but in the past 3 or 4 year time period, I was able to get my mind in tune with what's going on and telling myself, I am seizure-free, I'm epilepsy-free, it's in my past. And it sounds crazy because it's not known, but I was able to get off medication in 6 months. I just kept doing this and reading the books, reading the authors, and focusing on change and telling myself what I am and not what I was. So in the world that we have of changing, you know, change can be slow, but we need to focus on that. Now with social media, it goes back to this point, where we can focus and help our politicians just kind of bring in more positive politicians. We can't focus on what the negative of another politician is doing, and we have to focus on the positive of the one that we want in that office. So it all comes down to really just changing our life individually, changing and focusing on attracting those people around us. They have to be positive, and just keep that going and growing and growing.
Wow. We've got another 4 or 5 minutes, Stefan. I wanted to talk about what we can do in the future about change and how it's so important, and more, a little more on that. I had something in my mind that I wanted to talk about. But while I'm doing that, I want to let our listeners know, because I want to finish up with Stefan a little more, that we're going to have Dr. Wendy Trainer on. She is a happiness coach. You're going to love this, Stefan. This woman is amazing. She's one of the top happiness coaches, and people, also the power of the mind and being enjoying life. We're going to talk about how we need to go out to nature, do all the wonderful things to make ourselves happy. And you can comment on this too, Stefan. But, yep. You know, people need to enjoy life. Go to the opera. Go to a dance. Go to do yoga. Do meditation. Be with your friends, be with family, have dinner. We're going to talk about all those things. Take your shoes off and ground yourself to the earth and do the positive things. You know, Stefan, this is why I love this show and talking to people like you and Brandon, because we're talking about change. We're talking about positive values. We're talking about love and all the good things. And just having this show makes me feel good. And this is adding to my life, and hopefully it's doing that to our listeners.
Yeah, the positive energy really spreads real quickly,
yeah.
And when they are around stuff like this and listen to radio shows like yours, Bobby, and just absorb themselves in positivity. I'm also a writer as well on the side. I've been putting a book together here related to addiction and my story about overcoming alcoholism, and it's called When the Keg Runs Dry. And what this is related to what you're talking about is I have a quote from there saying, there was more time spent thinking about what was, what, sorry, let me start over. There's way more time spent thinking about what has been said versus thinking about what is going to be said when it comes to communication. So we will say one thing and react to it, especially the negative, and focus on that, and not what we're going to say, you know, how we're going to change things. Our ego continually fights what was said, what politicians have done, what people have done in the past to hurt us, what has happened. In order to change more positively, we have to focus on what is going on right now and what we can do to incorporate more positive thoughts and positive outcomes in our life. Do you agree there?
Super. Yeah, that's wonderful. That is great. And that's why I like having you on this show. And we need to have our listeners hear all these good things and how, you know, Earth Day is coming up, too. In 2 weeks, we're going to have a show about Earth Day and the environment and how we can change the world there. We're trying to get a hold of Dr. Barbara Marx Hubbard. She is, I consider her the mother of the environment world. And we're going to be getting some big-name people, but not so much big-name because, Stefan, you and I are not, and Brandon, we're not big names. We're regular people that are doing our part to make this a better world. And anyway, go ahead. Yeah,
that's
we got to get
part started. Right there, because what you're saying there, Bobby, is huge, because we think we're waiting for a leader to come about, but we have to be our own leader before you know, that comes. And we could be that leader. We could be the big name. But even if we're not, even if we're leading a few people around us, if we continue to follow our own life, follow people. It's like that analogy of the sheep running off or the cattle running off the cliff. Are you going to run off with them? Are you going to follow everybody off the cliff? You know, you don't want to do that. So you got to be your own leader. And once you see, I've started changing in the past year, 2 years especially, a lot of people will fall off that you thought were your friends or your followers, or not even followers, but just people maybe that you had an addiction similarity with. I'm drinking with people I don't even talk to now. I don't see them anymore because that's all I had was drinking in common. And we have to be our own leader. We have to change, whether it's slow or fast. And the people that, say, follow us or the people that want to come with us, that's great. If not, they weren't meant to be there, and, you know, we don't need that negative in our life.
Wow, that's great. Well, Stefan, give us your contact information, please, in closing with you.
Yeah, I do small business web design and marketing, and the web domain name is Click for Growth. And you can't forget that if you want to grow your business, and also related to, you know, growing your health, of course, in life. But Click for Growth, the number 4, or F-O-R, clickforgrowth.com. The company name is eService Finder Network. And I also have, you know, web design, marketing, sales. And as Bobby mentioned, SEO is a big thing. I help with growing small businesses. So, you know, clickforgrowth.com, Stefan Rudolph. And any questions, my number and contact information is on there. Definitely let me know if I can help you grow, either in business or spiritually. We can talk over the phone, 760-215-2337. And I'm here to help.
Yeah, I want to say to our listeners, Stefan is great, and he's helping me in some of the social media things we talked about. And we're going to continue to work together on that and continue to do more research on some people that we could have on the show to talk about the very things that Stefan and I have been talking about, and the power of the mind, the change, and what Gandhi said for you to be the change. Don't wait for the leader to lead you. You're their own leader, so make your own change. So thank you so much, Stefan, for coming on, and we'll be talking again soon.
Yeah, great talking to you, Bobby. Thanks.
All right, great. All right, as we finish up the show for the next 2 minutes, let me just thank a few people and remind you that Dr. Wendy Train will be on next week, talk about happiness and positive things, how you can change your life, and how you, we're going to talk about nature and doing all the things that make you happy. Then the week after, on the 19th, we're going to talk about Earth Day, the environment. Then in the future weeks, we're going to talk about animal advocacy, how so many, the baby seals and the so many different animals are being killed for different uses that are irrelevant, and how the environment is being wasted on feeding the cows and the animals. We're going to talk about genetically engineered foods and what not to eat and what to eat. We're going to talk about the wars and how we're trying to stop them. We're going to talk about the cruelty to women, human trafficking, and how women are just abused all over the world. We're going to have some great guests coming on in the next few weeks. You want to hear our past shows, or you want to have a friend here at this very show, check us on the archives, prn.fm. And here's the phone number. Get your pen and paper out. If you want to call this number and get more information about hearing this show online, you can hear the show on your phone. Area 712-432-7231. I want to thank our Jimmy D., our producer in Los Angeles, our associate producer, who's been doing a lot of work lately, Stuart Hassel. I want to thank Brandon for coming on early today, Brandon Christie, also Stefan Rudolph. I want to thank our New York producer, Jason, and thank you, Martin. I'm sure you're listening right now, our engineer for the day. And if you could play the song a little longer than usual, our song at the beginning today was by Joan Baez, We Shall Overcome. Thank you so much. Thanks to all of you listeners, too. Thanks. Bye.